Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Let's football it up. Here's Woolchuck with your football fix.
All right, let's get our fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Oh, the dream is dead. Jack Campbell is not going to be a Dallas Cowboy. At least not now. And we're going to have to wait probably 4 or 5 years. But he is getting a 4-year contract extension, putting him under contract with the Detroit Lions through the 2030 season. Now, what is interesting, terms not immediately known. We're still waiting to find out the numbers and all of that. The option for him, if they had picked up that fifth-year option, would have been just under $22 million. So you got to think it's not more than that. But who knows? Maybe it's still in the $20 million average per year area. I think 21.5 is kind of what Fred Warner's looking at right now. So interested to see exactly what the number is for Jack Campbell. But that is a bummer because I think we were all like, man, if you could find a way to get Jack Campbell, wouldn't that be fun? But he's going to stick around with the Detroit Lions. Number 13. It might have a special place in all of our hearts come the fall, as right now it seems like Caleb Downs is going to rock the 13, at least for his rookie season. Mm-hmm. Now, why number 13? We go to the Downs to Downs podcast. We talked about this a little bit yesterday in our post-Rangers extravaganza. So if you were tuning in, you heard this, but here is it from the source himself, Josh and Caleb Downs. Why number 13, Caleb?
The first person I really seen rock 13 was, it was Odell, but like, defensive-wise, it was Malachi Moore. Shout out to Malachi. When he was at Bama his freshman year. Watching that, when I was like a freshman in high school, I was like, oh, that's tough. 13, let's move. And then
13, not bad. 13, not bad. 18, though.
Nah, it's smooth. Like you can make 13 look like you can make it shaking 13. So I was like,
yeah.
I ain't really mess with 18.
Nah, 18 was not it. I ain't gonna lie. 18. I had our equipment manager here was like, bro, tell your brother, do not wear number 18. He was like, I don't care what he does. He was like, wear 29, wear what other, because he asked me what numbers were your options. He was like, wear 29, wear any other. He's like, do not wear 18. He was like, when I see 18, I think of like Peyton Manning. He was like, I can't see a DB in that number. He was like, don't wear 18. I was like, I had a couple of my teammates say, don't wear 18, though. And I was like, dang, I'm like.
It was so controversial because there was definitely some people that was like, oh, that's a great number, da da da. I was like, no, it's not. I don't know. I was like, I'm not wearing that.
13, way better. I ain't gonna lie.
I was like, I'll wear it for rookie camp.
Yeah, but.
13, cool with me.
13, smooth. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to Downs to Business. And they've got, you know, you can catch more of that. They talked a bit about his whole trip with all the other rookies that they just took recently. 13, maybe it'll grow on us. I still think it's probably just for a year. And then eventually he gets back to his number two. But I like the background, and it's always fun to hear why did a player select that. And Malachi, good player there out
probably
of Alabama.
Probably going to play great in it and probably want to keep it.
Nash did rock the 13-2-1-4. You're absolutely right. Now, how about this? Cowboys maybe adding another edge rusher. I know the morning show was highlighting like Joey Bosa. There's a player that I got some whispers that maybe they were going to flirt with the idea of this trade. Nothing ended up happening with that.
Sweat?
Yes.
The Cardinals pass rusher Josh Sweat could end up being a trade, or it's most likely a trade. If they do so, they could save $18 million, and then it's only a $5.5 million dead cap. He right now is not happy. He wants out of Arizona. And if you remember, he did play with Christian Parker for that season when they won the Super Bowl and led Philadelphia in sacks that year. So I think that was a player that maybe has been discussed even inside the walls there of the Star in Frisco, just nothing materialized with it. But Josh Sweat post June 1, especially once you get to, you know, these mandatory mini camps, you kind of see what you're working with. I think all of us are looking at, yeah, they could still use an edge rusher. I think that would really impact and help out, you know, Donovan Azaraku, Malachi Lawrence, all these guys that I'm very, very high on, but still, this kind of eases them in. It takes a little pressure off. Add another veteran to that room and a Josh Sweat who knows the defense, has had success in it, and a player that knows the division. I'd love to circle the wagons and kick the tires on possibly a post-June 1 trade for a Josh Sweat.
I'm down, man. I don't think right now I feel great about what the Cowboys' pass rush is going to be. I feel like there's a slight chance that Azaraku and Lawrence are going to, you know, be amazing. But I wouldn't bet on it, you know. So, yeah, get through these OTAs. I guess Azaraku's coming back from a dang hip surgery, you know.
He's getting back into this. And what have we talked about? Seattle and Philly.
Yeah.
Rotation.
Deep.
Bodies, depth. That
surplus.
Adds to that.
I was going to ask you guys this question. Would you still entertain the Max Crosby trade?
Yes.
Everybody on board with that?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had the health thing ironed out, then yes.
I wonder if you feel like defensively, of all the things that you added, but you still have concerns probably where at? You guys just told me you have concerns at edge rusher, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have concerns at linebacker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have concerns in the secondary?
Not really. Yeah.
I'd still like to add another starting outside corner if you could, 100%. I'd still like to add a veteran at all those places. I don't think you can have enough depth. And especially a linebacker, I mean, Overshown, I hope, has a great year.
If they trade for Max Crosby, do you now no longer have any concerns at linebacker or in the secondary?
A little bit less in the secondary, but still at linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it probably the degree
could
to
Max
the concern.
Crosby be the one player that would make you feel so much better about your defense, you wouldn't worry about the linebacker or the secondary?
Well, I mean, just knowing, like, if he's playing at the height of his powers, he is an outstanding run defender and getting TFLs and things like that. So does that ease the concern on your linebackers and you have a defensive lineman that's now included with Quinnen Williams that can just be a bit of a game wrecker, not only getting after the passer, but also as a run defender? Yeah, I think that helps things. But if Overshown gets hurt, your linebackers are going to be up late before games, a little bit queasy.
Yeah, and I wonder what the asking price would be for either, because I'd be very content and feel almost as good with Josh Sweat, because he's coming off a 12-sack season. You know that he's productive in the defense. If Christian Parker signs off and is like, hey, I know the guy, I like the player. But, I mean, I'd be totally in on both of those guys. I wonder if Crosby, it would be like an in-season trade deadline type of move for him.
If we're going to do this, let's go right now. Let's not wait around. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's just tough because I think the Crosby injury now, here's how it works out for the Cowboys. They only have a couple years left of Dak Prescott's contract.
Yeah, sure.
The concern with Crosby is he's not going to be good 3 and 4 years out.
Right.
That's why the Ravens backed out. They felt like he's going to be okay here in 2026. It's long term. This thing is going to take him down, right? So we have just a couple of years of Crosby. And when we're making a trade for a couple of years of Crosby, that's more like a late one and a four. It's definitely not 2 ones.
Right.
2 years of Max Crosby, that might be like by the time you get to week 8, depending on how he's playing, if the Raiders want to sell him, you'd be happy to get 1-1. So right now, the Raiders are in this situation where they would have to take significantly less than what was on the table. And it's just hard for them to come back to the bargaining table. So I don't think we could get the Raiders to take what his actual value is right now, just a couple of months after having that Baltimore trade blow up in their face.
Yeah, and Sweat, I think, would be about half the contract.
I would definitely try, too.
I would definitely. I think, to me, that it would make me feel a lot better about the linebackers and the secondary if you added this guy.
Yeah.
Just because I think he could have that kind of effect as a pass rusher.
Yeah, I'd be in on...
he can mask some things that I might not be very good at.
I think it would expose your middle linebackers because it would be coming off the edge so hot that the quarterback would just be like, where's your worst defender? I'm going against him again and again and again. So it might expose your linebacker situation even worse. But I think overall it would make your defense better.
Yeah, I'd love to be looking into both Sweat post-June 1 and possibly Crosby, whichever one you can make happen.
Can I ask a question of, and there was another one I was going to have. Would you consider Joey Bosa a progress stopper with the guys you got?
Somewhat. He does not move the needle for me as much as those other guys. I'd still like to have him because, again, I think that it's proven you need just a plethora of pass rushers, right? I just need guys that I can rotate in. We're keeping fresh bodies. And so I think there is an element of that, but I still think you need another body in here to kind of help in that area.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what type of like take young guys under his wing personality Bosa has, but I do like the idea of a veteran guy that can help bring along some of your young guys. And it, with Bosa, with Von Miller, you're not talking about a guy that's playing starting snaps. He is only a designated pass rusher. I want them on the field for like 12 plays a game.
How many snaps are you playing Ezeraku and Lawrence and those guys?
Well, Ezeraku, I think, should be a starter, depending on how he comes off the injury. Like, really good run defender. He's a guy that needs to be a starter for you. Gary's a starter. I think Malachi Lawrence is kind of a rotational pass rusher guy. So, starter snaps for Gary and for Ezeraku, and then rotational snaps for Malachi Lawrence, and in this scenario, a Bosa or a Von Miller. Like, I don't think there's an issue with that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're looking ideally like 30 snaps a game. I think he averaged 33.5 last year, so 30 to 35. Snaps a game.
For Ezeraku.
Yeah, those would be like the starting reps right there. Sticking with the edge, Nolan Smith. My gosh, dude, you can't make this up anymore with these Georgia Bulldogs. Gets arrested. Why? Speeding and reckless driving in the great state of Georgia.
You need to start an F1 program down there.
It's crazy.
Atlanta Motor Speedway is a really nice place. You go fast that place.
135 in a 70 at 10:41 p.m. He made bond. He was released about an hour after he was booked. He has a court date set for July the 14th. Smith would not need to appear if he pays the fines associated with the citation. But it's like, my goodness gracious, the Georgia Bulldogs can't help themselves.
130 plus is that's moving, dude.
Goodness gracious. I'm all for a good time, but boys, settle down now. Ho!
Yeah, I averaged 138. Texas Motor Speedway. Wow. You're driving school. I think Lucius, Mike, Jeff. I think they were in the 160s. Wall terrified me.
Yeah, I get that.
When we came around the corner.
I was smoking, bro, and I got there late, too. I didn't even get a warm-up. I just jumped right into the car.
It's natural.
Yeah, just floored it.
Smoked it, bro.
Yeah, they were going.
Might have been my calling.
Seriously, bro. 160 and you felt comfortable there?
I'm comfortable, dog.
That's the average. That's the average.
Yeah. Wow. I was running late, man, so I was doing 110 to get there. So, you know, just 40 more wasn't bad for me, bro.
Yeah. Dude, what was that girl's name that just crashed out in the truck series?
Natalie Decker.
You might be able to take her spot. Yeah.
Boy, poor baby.
Yeah, that was not good.
She melted down.
She really did. That was embarrassing. Bro.
She really
that
melted
was
down.
Embarrassing. Okay, speaking of a meltdown, it's not quite June yet, but here's already a bold prediction. You got a one-and-done head coach with Todd Monken in Cleveland. This is just an absolute bleep show. Here's a couple of Todd Monken audio clips. This is just from already day one. You got your OTAs going on. He's talking about the defense and how this is 7-on-7, and he's ripping on his quarterbacks.
Yeah. We threw interceptions in 7-on-7, for God's sakes. I mean, who does that? There's no pass rush. I mean, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I think the entire organization is an embarrassment, coach.
You can tell that's day one. Listen to that day one voice. Like, he was screaming down, so much that day. He's already losing his voice because he's ripping his quarterbacks for throwing picks in 7-on-7.
It's not even a pass rush. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now he gets asked about who's the Browns' best player, everybody.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett. Okay, coach, have you talked at all to Myles Garrett.
I'm not.
Just for the record, have you had any face-to-face with Garrett yet?
Myles?
Yeah.
No.
Some of those.
What?
Why would I talk to him?
No.
Well, a face-to-face.
No.
I think you're talking about Myles Garrett needing to be in the building this time of year.
Yeah.
Like, is Myles Garrett's in Japan right now, probably.
We got phones, right, that have FaceTime available on them.
Okay, well.
I mean, come on.
Not every guy's a FaceTime guy. I'm a FaceTime guy. I don't think old school Todd Monken in his 60s is a FaceTime
guy.
Reaching Maybe
for
I'm wrong.
Here for Todd Monken. I didn't know you were such a Todd Monken defender.
I'm
over
just
there,
saying,
Mr.
face
Shades.
Face to face.
Face
what
to face.
Face to face.
Semantics here. Come on.
Face to face is
Pick
not
up the
semantics.
Phone and have a face to face with Myles Garrett, whether it's in the building or over the phone via Zoom, whatever the hell it needs to be. This is 2026. We can have a face to face. You don't even have to be in the same country.
It's just the time change is so crazy when you're in Japan. It's hard to FaceTime you.
And his girlfriend, she from there?
Chloe Kim.
Yeah.
I can't speak on where she's from or anything like that, but I have seen him in Japan with her.
She might be Californian.
Well, I think she's from California.
She's from California?
I think so. But I don't know what her parents are from.
Her parents, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But he's turning Japanese, I heard. I think there was a deal about that. Yeah. He's moving there. He's immigrating.
Is he?
Yeah.
Had a baby, Myles. He liked it so much. I mean, he's probably a god there.
Oh, well, he's...
The size.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the first question I ask everybody when they go to Japan. I'm like, is it true? Are you really much larger than everybody?
I mean, seeing the pictures, the cleanliness is insane.
Oh, my God. It looks beautiful. Going to Tokyo, absolutely.
Their sidewalks are like carpets.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like vacuums out there.
Let's all congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. You finally said this is it. All right, this is it. This is the last season. Thank goodness. I wish he already retired. I didn't want to even see him play this year. But at least he's saying so he can go on his little victory lap tour. And everywhere he goes, it's the last game for Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he makes it through the season, but at least this is it. We don't have to watch any more of this jerk off ever again.
I don't think we can say that, can we?
Jag off.
That's what they say. Are you sure?
That was not a better way to clean it up, bro. I'm going ahead and dump that just on GP. That was not a better way, bro.
That's what they
say.
Wow.
Trying to get us fined and thrown off the air. Gave the old college try.
I hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't regret it. I'm sorry.
That's like something I would say, but
you're right. Yeah. That bleep hole.
Are you sure that next year he's not going to be like, well, I thought about it.
I'm not sure, but I might want to come back.
I had such a fun time with Big Mike.
Yeah.
Big Mike and
you
I
really think this is going to work with those two.
He's one hallucination away from
oh my God, I saw myself holding the Lombardi trophy.
It's like I got to come
back. Oh my God, this is amazing. It's the Fangio thing. He wants everybody to be like, "Please come back. Yeah. We still love you."
His intention.
We're done with you, Aaron.
I think what happened is in the 72 hours between the breaking news that he was coming back and that press conference, he turned on Pittsburgh sports radio and heard how many people are livid that they brought him back.
Yeah, probably.
They know ball.
And they call him a jag.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Okay, we got...
I didn't think we could say that.
We got a lot of sports to go, including the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening coming up next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Here on the Fan. All right, welcome back. I'm just glad these Todd Monk impressors seems like we got something to look forward to. This is going to be some golden audio. Yeah, Browns coach Todd Monk
so much
venting.
Slobber some more.
It's time now for the C Note Cowboys News of the Evening segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life
and Nathaniel
is
Hackett.
Unpredictable.
Defend them both.
You've been injured in a car or truck wreck.
He knows he was wrong about that.
Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win the Frankels.
Why did we hire Shoddy when we could have had Nathaniel Hackett and Todd Monken?
You've been pissed about
These freaking
for
guys don't know what they're doing at the Star.
Are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Sorry about that.
All good points, gentlemen.
I know Shoddy would have had a face-to-face by now with Miles Garrett.
Yeah, he would have flown all the way. He would have hopped on a bird, flown to Japan,
right.
Shook his hand, took him out to dinner, washed his feet and his clothes.
That's a true leader of men.
Our coach, though, did have a chance, didn't? Wasn't our linebacker over there at one time? He did. Do you think he his first year? Our guy, it's with the Packers.
Parsons.
Yeah.
Work with Todd Monken?
No.
Miles Garrett? Did he go to Japan?
Oh, the sumo wrestling thing. Is
that's what I'm saying. Do you think Shoddy had a chance to talk to Parsons? Nobody asked him that question.
Nobody asked him. So
that question.
I guess we'll never know.
I'd like to think that he was a leader of men. If not, he should be fired today.
That's a lot of guys. You got to check in with all of them? That sounds like a very busy job.
You do.
I'll see you at the facility.
You need to check
I'm the
in
head
with
coach.
Them. You need to check. Yeah,
maybe a dozen or so of them, half dozen.
Yeah, your leadership council, your captains on your football team, the guy who just broke the sack record.
You need me to call you and tell you that I'm a big fan of how you played, and I can't wait to get on the field with you.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, would you get hired at a radio station and your boss not talk to you?
Maybe.
If you're in Japan all offseason long.
Has he been in Japan all offseason, Eric?
Yeah, I have his itinerary right here.
Do you have it in front of you?
The day after the season, he left and he hasn't come back.
He's still there right now?
Yeah, because the food prices are so good. He's eating sushi top tier for like $5 every day.
And the 7-Elevens sound great. And Chloe Kim is Korean. She's not even Japanese. The hell were you
doing,
Ryan?
That's why I said I can't tell you anything about her origin story.
You danced around that very well. I'll give you credit for that. But this
she's Korean?
Todd Monken love. Yeah, she's Korean. Her parents are.
Okay.
She was born in California.
So I guess that makes her all
I knew she was California.
Hell of a snowboarder, right?
Great snowboarder.
Hell of a snowboarder.
Gold medalist, baby.
I don't know if she's Korean, but I know her parents are,
bro. I think it's kind of messed up. He's in Japan and not Korea.
All right, speaking of snow.
She's cheating on her. Oh, no.
Be a tough place to do it, I think, for a man of that size.
You think?
Okay, yeah. Be hard to find a compatible mate.
I think I saw a really big football player with this.
Okay, we go to Jerry Jones in the Yahoo Sports story with Jory Epstein. He was at the owners or the league meetings and was doing some press on Tuesday and was talking about the travel on the backside of these international games and says he is – He is aligned with the league on their approach to this. And Jerry said the wear and tear is a lot less than a night out on the town. He said everybody ought to think about that. Stop. It isn't like they would be home in bed resting up. He says part of being a player, part of being that age person, part of being all that in shape they're in and what have you is they're able to have a little extracurricular in many ways.
He just said, my athletes are effable, okay? And you have to understand that.
He says it could be a lot more damaging just walking down the block. So what he's talking about is there's no extra rest consideration after these international games. And maybe last year teams were expecting if I go to Ireland, I'm coming home with a bye, right? Or I'm coming home with maybe a Monday night game or something. And as the Cowboys and every other team that's got an international game on the schedule this year found out, they don't care. And for Jerry, I mean, I think Jerry makes a pretty good point. Like sitting in the airplane, most of the guys are going out having a great time on their night off. And the players' night off is Monday or Tuesday.
Generally, yeah, Tuesday's the official day off.
Day off. So Monday night is a huge go-out night in the NFL. Like, if your favorite player is a go-out guy, he is hammered by 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. Because it's his one day of the week where he can go big.
Yeah.
So I think Jerry's point is, if the NFLPA wants to make a big deal out of it, you know, I would say, is everything else in your life aligned with that? I need every possible moment of rest. And if it's not, I think you're kind of bitching to be bitching. I think that's what Jerry's saying here. And get used to it. You know, as they're going to quadruple the amount of international games here over the next probably half decade or so. And they're going to try to grow the game for international markets as much as possible. Mashota has some fun schedule news and notes items here in his piece in The Athletic. None of the Cowboys' opponents had a bye week before playing the Cowboys coming up this year.
That's perfect. That's great.
Yes. There are probably only two games against quarterbacks who are better than Dak. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson and the Rams' Matthew Stafford. Jackson has been league MVP twice. Stafford won the honor last season. The rest of the games are against quarterbacks. Prescott is clearly better than, or it is at least debatable. Any other quarterbacks on this sked that you think are clearly better than one Dakota Prescott?
Clearly better, no.
Not
if Jaden Daniels was, you know, going back to his rookie year dominance, I would say that version of Jaden Daniels is probably clearly better. But I don't see that being the case, especially with the lack of weapons that the Commanders have right now, coming off the injury and everything like that. But yeah, I think Lamar and Stafford. Don't tell Bobby, but those two are definitely better.
I'm with you.
Stafford better than Prescott, Brian?
I'd take him, yes, sir.
Even at this age?
Yes, sir.
You just won an MVP, Gavin. Come on.
Had a hell of a season. You know, I remember a time where Stafford had been in the league for a decade and he wasn't considered a top 15 quarterback.
There was a time when Stafford was at Detroit and you started to compare quarterbacks, that quarterbacks 10, 11, and 12, it seemed like it was Stafford, Dak, and Eli Manning were the names that people were kind of throwing around together.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a number of guys on here that have had stretches where they would be considered consensus as better than Dak Prescott. C.J. Stroud, his rookie year, to the point about Daniels. Jordan Love has had some stretches. Jalen Hurts has had some stretches. And, you know, I just think playing with the Rams in that offense with that level of sophistication, I think Dak could do just as good. I think Dak might actually do better than Matt Stafford if he was put in that same situation. According to StubHub, the cheapest seat to watch the Cowboys play this season is $86 for the Week 11 game against Tennessee. That's at AT&T. Not include standing room only. That's not standing room only. $86 for a game at AT&T. The most expensive game is Week 6 at Green Bay, and the cheapest seat to get in on that one is $484.
I thought you were going to say something that's funny, because I saw just a minute ago the get-in price to go watch the Cavs and the Knicks is at $1,200 now.
Wow.
Just get in the get-in price.
There's like a tick pick stat, like you could go see games 3, 4, and 5 all in Cleveland for the same price as just to go tonight to game 2 at MSG. That's wild.
Okay. Austin Mock's win total projection for the Cowboys now at 9.5, a 58% chance of making the playoffs. Dallas would likely need at least 9 wins to make the playoffs. The DraftKings win total projection actually increased after the schedule was released, going from 8.5 to 9.5. A full game move on a team's win total right after the schedule release is unusual.
Money came pouring in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you got to move that thing. Otherwise, it's going to create quite a liability for you. How about Terrence Steele on working with BT Jordan? This is the Cowboys, like, one-on-one pass rush coach. Yeah. Apparently, he's got some skills for the opposite.
So he's probably trying to show him how he's going to get broken down, other than guys putting his two hands in his chest and just running him to the quarterback. But, you go to a guy. That's what a lot of these offensive tackles. Didn't Micah Parsons, again, I use Micah
Parsons.
Andrew
Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth, yes. Andrew Whitworth, how do I, when I attack you, how do I have to look at what tackles are thinking about when they're blocking me? So that makes sense.
Steele says, I loved it. You don't really hear that often. It was really cool to see that, and I definitely want to continue working with him and sharpening my skills. The story goes here on DallasCowboys.com. One of the additional things that Shoddy has asked Jordan to do is show the offensive linemen pass rush moves that were designed against them, pointing out potential weaknesses or areas of their game that can be improved for right tackle Terrence Steele. That information is invaluable. Yeah, so it seems like this BT Jordan hire could be one of those that you're looking at, like, this is our Jeff Stoutland, or this is our Bill Callahan, a guy that has the ability to impact multiple players' careers over a period of time, and hopefully it goes that way, because it seems like a lot of the top guys love working with him, and now a lot of the young guys are like, I got to go with that dude to optimize. Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I miss my guys. I've got some Cowboys questions for him. We'll get to
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
To those next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here he is.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that for me, and thank you to Greystone for being a part of that. I said I missed you guys while I was gone.
Bet you really did.
I did. I didn't miss you guys. I missed doing the work. I was still doing stuff over though at the studio.
You had a great guest list.
We did. Yeah, we had Drew Fabianich came over behind the scenes for a little scouting stuff. Ed Warder came over. Brad Sham came over. So yeah, I got Darren Woodson coming over here soon too.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of working on some things.
I got a text from Brad Sham today.
He asked for your number.
Yeah. He's so kind.
Was he asking about questions or something?
He was sizing me up. I guess he's got a shirt that says "I'm an idiot" that he wants to give me.
Well, I guess I'm going to get the same shirt too because I gave him my size.
Okay, nice.
No, I just don't think he had your number, so he needed it. Yeah. He put up a group. He's I don't know what he's doing, but it's very nice of him. Whatever.
It's probably something to do with the Cowboys radio network.
I mean, I'm excited, dude.
Yeah,
it might say we're idiots on it.
You're excited about free clothes,
just mine.
Free clothes, right? Is that what you're excited about?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff, though, that myself and Vach Lombardi were doing on our podcast work, we were talking about within the division with the Cowboys and kind of going through position by position to see post-draft where the Cowboys are as far as ranking within the division at certain positions.
Okay.
And I was just curious if, and we could do this as a group, if you would. Because I was curious to what you guys thought. Because we feel like the assessment we had overall, offensively and defensively, that the Commanders are the most talent poor team in the division.
Yeah, I think when you look at
when you look at position by position.
The Giants improved dramatically through the draft, and Washington had the least amount of picks of anybody in the division.
Sure.
So, I mean, that
they went after
them,
in free agency.
They did do a lot of free agency.
Free agency and stuff like that. But when you broke it down, if you were to say, where would you have the Dallas Cowboys? And let's go defensively here. When, you know, maybe we'll go back and do the offense tomorrow. But where would you have the Dallas Cowboys? And you're probably going to have to kind of mix and match this a little bit because, you know, the positions of being a 3-4 and a 4-3 and stuff like that. But where do you think the Cowboys are within the division at defensive end? And think of the defensive end as the pass rusher.
Like edge rusher. I think they're all base 3-4. I think they're all going to be base 3-4.
Okay. Then where would you say with the Cowboys? And just look at the starters. Just look at the starters. And you could take it as Donovan Ezeraku and then Rashawn Gary. We felt like that maybe the Giants were the best team when it came to their edge.
Yeah, Brian Burns and Abdul Carter.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's dominant
depth. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Are the Cowboys then? Are they behind Philadelphia on the edges now?
Yeah, I mean they got Jonathan Greenard. Yeah. Like Greenard is better than Gary and Ezeraku,
a player that's probably about ready to break out here.
I think he led the team in sacks last year. It wasn't a big number, but yeah, Jalix Hunt. I mean Greenard is better than both Ezeraku and Gary.
I think at the end of the year, the Cowboys could be 2 on this. Right now, I'm comfortable saying that they're 3.
Any chance that they're 4?
There is a chance. Chaseon can continue his success.
And Odafe Owe?
Yeah. I mean, like, if Chaseon's really only ever had one good year, and it was in New England.
Right.
So is he able to have another good year with Washington? If he does, then there is a chance just from sack production numbers.
All right, going into this, are you going to say they're 3 or 4?
I'll say 3.
In the division.
I think they're 4 because, you know, when you look at Washington, you also have to include Dorrance Armstrong, who's not starting in Luvu.
I was just getting the starters. We just kind of went starting off the 11 is what we were going.
I would say starting. I mean, starting, the Cowboys might end up with 10 sacks out of Ezeraku and Gary, you know, and I think all the other groups are looking at 15 to 20.
Okay. How about the defensive tackles? And I did it in a way where it was the Quinnen Williams and then the Kenny Clark is how I looked at it and as compared to the others. If you were talking 2 for, you know.
Yeah, they're probably 2. For 2. And it'd be behind Philly.
Yeah.
With Carter and Davis. And they have a chance to be 1, you know, if Kenny Clark.
That's
in this
what I'm saying. We came up with it. Philly was number 1.
Yeah, Philly's 1. I think Dallas would be 2.
We felt like that the Commanders, if the Giants had kept Dexter Lawrence, that might push them a little bit closer.
Sure, especially if they ended up with Reader.
Yeah. How far do you feel like they are from being like number 1?
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't think they're very far.
Yeah, they're not very far. I mean, Quinnen Williams is probably better than. I mean, based off last season, I remember Baldy was saying, like, Jordan Davis was better than
he was
Jalen Carter last year.
Now, Jalen Carter is looking like he is in its best shape of your life season, and he has taken that seriously. It looks like he's – because Jordan Davis did that a year ago, played his best. Now it looks like Jalen Carter's done this where he's trying to shed weight. But, yeah, I think Quinnen Williams is the best defensive tackle in the division.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I would probably take the tandem of Davis and Carter – over Kenny Clark, but I think that it is close, and I think Kenny Clark, especially if he's able to be healthy, can absolutely put them at 1.
How about the linebacker situation now? And I'm looking at the names of Overshown and D Winters here. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to substitute Barham for Overshown and make it, you know, you could do that. But I went with just the Overshown and Winters. Where do you think they are within the division? Right now, as we sit,
It's tough because I think a healthy Overshown's going to be really good.
But and they're not Winters better than Philadelphia, solid. Right?
No, I mean, Zach Bond credit to Bond, and then Jahad Campbell.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's this one's a tough one because a lot of it's projection.
Right.
Like, you got Sonny Styles, you've got Arvell Reese.
Right.
Who I both think are going to be really good. But right now, I think you've seen a year of DeWinters starting. You kind of know what he is, and that's a good NFL player. Mm-hmm. And if Overshown's healthy, so I'd put them ahead of those rookies right now. So I'd probably have them at two.
Dawson?
There's a chance they'll be two for the first half of the season. Second half of the season when these rookies start coming around.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question then. If you guys feel like that they're two, is that still needy for you?
Yeah, because you can't – health is – what's their depth look like, right? And yeah. Their depth is not good.
Yeah, the Eagles are the standard. The standard right. Isn't the division. You know, Emmitt Smith was talking about that earlier in the week. Like, job number one's winning your division. True. I'm like, man, that's so old school.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. That means you can't evaluate your roster, right? They need more good players, Brian. You know, and whether you look at a position group to position group or as a whole, Philadelphia has like four or five more good players than the Cowboys do right now.
But if you do, it's funny, if you do the offense, you find that Dallas is clearly better than all the other teams in a lot of areas.
For sure.
You know, I mean, but what I'm getting from you guys is, do you guys feel like that Dallas is closer to the Philadelphia Eagles? Closer by position by position. I don't get the feeling that you guys feel this is very distressed.
Well, if you want to win 10 games and go to the wild card round or divisional round, I think you're right on line to do that.
Okay.
You know, I would be stressed out though because we only have a couple of more years of Dak's prime.
Okay.
I don't know how good the division is either. Like, I think that it is a much more talented division. But there's so many. I mean, honestly, you might put him at three because they don't even have Frankie Louvu starting
right.
At weak side linebacker.
Right.
I think he would. So I would take Frankie Louvu and Sonny Styles over D. Winters and Barham or Overshown, personally. I think Louvu's a stud.
How about if you did the cornerbacks? If you went Bland and say, I'm not going to start Revell. I'm going to start Durant.
Okay.
I'm going to go Bland and Durant.
Well, the Eagles are going to be one here.
They're going to be one.
With Quinyon Mitchell. DeJean is kind of, I don't know, but they still got, Tariq Woolen as well at corner. So yeah. The Eagles are going to be one for sure when it comes to the corners. The Commanders probably last.
Yeah, you might put the Giants at two just because of health right now. Like, Greg Newsom is a really good player. I think he's underrated.
Right. And I kind of feel like that Hood's going to start for them.
Yeah, I think he could end up starting too. Yeah, I'd probably put the Cowboys at three in this one.
I kind of felt like though, to me, that Dallas, as much as I really do want to believe in Revell, I think Durant's a good player for. I think Durant's going to be a good player for these guys. I think so. I worry about Bland more than anything. I think Devin Moore's going to help you. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Devin Moore as a rookie steps in there. And we're like wondering why Devin Moore's not starting, you know?
So, yeah, I would pick the Cowboys second. And I think if Caleb Downs is really going to be the nickel player,
right.
That he counts in there as well. And
yeah, I included him in the safety group is what I did. So okay. I took him, I made him the starter at safety, but I made him and Jalen Thompson the starters at the
I think
at the,
safety you could be one.
I think where if you want to tell me where the Philadelphia Eagles on defense are really poor,
I agree.
I think their safety group is the one that they've got to have concerns about that.
Well, okay, so I was literally reading today. It looks like Cooper DeJean is going to be the starting safety, and then on obvious passing downs, I guess he'll be the nickel.
Okay,
so like to roll it out, it'll be Makuba and DeJean, I think, starting at safety for them.
Okay, if that's going to be the case, then I think that helps the Eagles. But if you want to call a defensive weakness on the Eagles, to me, and I could see why they moved Cooper DeJean to safety.
Yeah, because Marcus Epps is not very good.
No. Not at all. So, but do you think, okay, when you start to look at this, though, where do you think Hooker, where he fits in all this? Do you think Hooker remains the starter here?
No, I think if you are playing your traditional defense, then your two safeties are going to be Thompson and Downs. I think when you move into nickel and now you've got Downs moving into the nickel spot, that's where you'll see Malik Hooker rotate in. And it might even be P.J. Locke. I mean, I think that this is going
to... Yeah,
I think the Cowboys have the best safety group in the division now. They turned a weakness into a strength.
That clearly is their best part of the... You would say their safety group is better than their defensive tackle group? Positionally?
I think they've got better depth there. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think all four of those guys would be starters on some teams. I think that Quinnen Williams is probably the best out of all the players. But then afterwards, like, I think Jalen Thompson or Caleb Downs, whoever you want to put as your second, is probably better than Kenny Clark right now in this stage of his career.
Sure.
So that's why I would give safety probably a slight edge.
Yeah, I just kind of get the feeling here that we don't think this defense is bad as it was. Now, maybe the improvements that they made gave it a chance, but I kind of feel
Did we have them last in the edge rusher group? Like, that's extremely important.
Yeah.
So yeah. your pass rush right there, potentially worse than the division.
We saw what happened last year with this thing. Mm-hmm. And I got a big discussion today. I blamed Eberflus for not adapting to the players he had.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pushback on that because the argument on the other side was the players weren't good enough.
Yeah, and I think both are true. I mean, it's clear that they have admitted the personnel was bad. I mean, look at all the players that they've moved on from.
Yeah.
The players were not good, but Eberflus also was very stubborn in his ways of really not.
I think the coach killed them. I think the coach killed them with what he was doing last year.
Your only way to get stops was to be more aggressive, and he got more conservative.
He feared giving up the big play, and that's all he did.
Yeah.
He got worse at it. So,
but their safeties also were horrible.
Yeah.
And now they've upgraded that.
Maybe the best in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, excited about that. And I think to your point or your question about Hooker, I think it's Hooker and Locke is one of the actual camp battles.
Yeah.
Of guys to be the deep safety. All right. Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Tim Cato, All City, is going to join us and talk Mavs and NBA offseason and who the top candidates are to be their next head coach next year to the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.